All right, it's time for the property pulse here at 96.7 TSA FM. Every single Wednesday, we talk with either a realtor or a home inspection person. And today we talk with Jackie Marano from Southern Vermont Realty Group. Yeah. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
How you doing?
I'm good, thanks.
Good. It's been a couple of weeks since I spoke with you.
I know. It's been a little minute.
Yeah, it is, for sure. And I think last week or 2 weeks ago, we talked about some professionals and what you needed. So what are we going to talk about this week?
Yeah, last week we sort of laid out who all of the professionals are in a transaction because there's a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the more important roles or professionals for a buyer is the buyer agent.
Okay.
So there are some questions that always come up about how that works. And I thought today would be a good opportunity to sort of roll into how that works a little bit more and talk about how buyer agent compensation
works.
So
there's difference between, before we get started,
sure.
There's a realtor agent and a realtor and a realtor agent, or are they kind of much the same thing?
So they can be the same thing, yes. So a realtor is like the professional organization that a lot of real estate agents belong to.
Okay.
But you can be a real estate agent and not be a realtor.
Okay.
So I know we go back, you and I go back and forth on that a lot.
It seems like it's weird to be the same thing or not. I don't know.
I know. I'm going to try and think of a better way to explain that next time. Put that on the list for
next
time.
Okay, we got you. Okay. All right. So let me hear me. I'm listening.
Okay. So, all right. So let's talk a little bit about the buyer agent compensation and how it actually works.
Okay.
You know, I think there's a lot of misinformation out there. Prior to the show, I actually took a quick Google. Like, if a buyer is Googling how this works, what information are they getting?
Yeah.
And it was cringeworthy, you know?
Really?
I was like, no. Even ChatGPT got it wrong, so.
No kidding.
It did. So I thought, okay, well, if not everybody knows this stuff, if the information being given to buyers or consumers is incorrect, even when I know where to look, then it's definitely something that we should explain to people. And I will say, you know, a couple of weeks ago, we had talked about putting out there who has questions.
Yes.
What questions would they like to hear answered on the show? And one of the first questions I got was actually from a realtor.
Okay.
And they said, can you please explain buyer agency commission?
Okay.
So we definitely know better than Google, but I thought, you know, if realtors or agents have these questions, then consumers definitely do.
And absolutely.
It's an important thing to talk about. Buyer agents don't work for free.
Okay.
They never have.
All right.
They probably never will.
Yes.
And that's been a little bit of a misconception among consumers and buyers about how the agent is brought in and who pays them.
Okay.
If you've ever worked with a buyer's agent, you've probably noticed they do a lot, right? They show you properties, they're driving all over, they're writing your contracts, coordinating inspections, dealing with attorneys, appraisers, zoning. The list goes on.
Okay.
And, you know, let's be honest, this is not exactly a 9-to-5 gig.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It's kind of 24/7. Same with radio.
Yeah, exactly. You know? These services are often provided in the evenings, on weekends, occasionally on holidays.
Yep.
I've taken phone calls from the beach before.
Right. See?
Right.
Can you help me?
Yes. And yes, I can. I will even do it from vacation.
Okay.
The point is, though, that this level of service doesn't come at convenient business hours, and it definitely doesn't come for free.
Right.
So how does the buyer's agent get paid for all of these things that they do for you?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's in my mind.
Right. So the model that most buyers and even sellers seem to be familiar with is the one where the seller pays a total commission or fee for the sale that directs a portion of that to the buyer's agent. That's how many people assume it always works.
Okay.
But it's not the only way.
All right.
So in reality, compensation is completely negotiable.
Okay.
Completely. Every aspect of it is completely negotiable. So there's no set structure. There's no, this is how it's always worked.
Right.
Nope. No. So there's no standard. There is nothing set. There is no, this is how it works in our area. No.
Okay. That's good to know. Yes. Cleared that up.
Yeah. Well, it's an important distinction and point to make. Mm-hmm. Every deal, every agreement, every transaction is unique, and so are the compensation models that go with them.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the buyer's agent fee, when you hire a buyer agent, you're going to sign a buyer service agreement with them, right? We've talked about this
a lot.
Yes,
right. Everything
is in writing. Everything is clear. So this document will clearly lay out how much the buyer agency is being paid and who is responsible for making that payment.
Mm-hmm.
But there are certainly agreements, you know, to be serious about it, there are certainly agreements and compensation models where payment may still be due, even if you don't purchase a home. So it's really important to have the conversation early, ask the questions, and make sure you really understand what your service agreement says. All right, so you've come up with a plan, you have your buyer agent secured, you know how they're getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're hopefully going to find a house and make some offers. Now we're going to talk apples. So if I'm the buyer agent, let's say that my buyer agency fee that I've agreed is 10 apples.
Okay.
Still following?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I got you.
I'm going to, usually I will go to the listing agent and ask if the seller is offering any apples towards my fee.
Uh-huh.
If the seller is, let's say they're offering the 10 apples. That's great. My fee is covered. There's no additional cost at closing to my buyer client.
Okay.
Or perhaps the seller is only offering 5 apples. This means that my buyer would likely be responsible for the remaining 5.
Uh-huh.
What if the seller isn't offering any apples? Right? My fee is 10. The seller's not offering.
Right.
Now what do you do? And I think this is the point in a buyer's process in their brain where they're working through, should I have a buyer agent? Should I not? What happens if the seller isn't offering any compensation? Then what happens? Like, this is the point where people start thinking, well, maybe I'll just go to the listing agent.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how I feel about that.
Yes, right? Exactly.
Get a buyer agent.
Right.
All right. So if the seller isn't offering compensation, the buyers still have a lot of options. So one common approach is to include commission or their buyer agency fee right in the offer.
Mm-hmm.
So I think people kind of understand that it's not uncommon for buyers to ask for closing costs on occasion, right? You're looking for the seller to contribute to your closing costs. Well, your buyer agent commission or fee is the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's no different than your attorney fee, paying for an appraisal. This is an expense to the buyer that they can ask the seller to contribute to.
Got you.
And it can be as simple as just writing it in the offer. The seller agrees to pay X apples towards the buyer's obligation to their buyer agent. It's that simple. It's part of the negotiation. You know, to me, I think it's the best thing to do to put it right in the offer. Everything in a real estate transaction should be clear and in writing.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
I agree.
Yes. So we've talked about that in all angles of this. Everything should be clear. Everyone should know where the funds are going, who's paying them. That's really the best way for the consumer, especially for the buyer.
Yes.
That way, you know, everybody knows where the apples are, the path they're going, and who's responsible for them.
I agree. So we're all on the same page.
Yes. That seems to be the best practice for consumers, just for everything to be upfront, in writing, and agreed to in advance.
Absolutely.
Let me boil it down, right? So that was a lot of information about the process, but really the takeaway is that before you start the home buying process, you really need to understand how your buyer agency gets paid.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about it, ask questions. You can negotiate if that compensation model doesn't work for you. Get it in writing, right?
We know
that.
Yes.
You know, a good buyer's agent is really worth the apples.
Uh-huh.
They really are. It's the same as a good inspector or a good attorney. I know we talked about this in the last segment. You know, a strong team of professionals in the end is probably going to save you a lot more money than they cost you.
Yeah, absolutely. That sounds great. I definitely learned it. But you know what? There's a lot of variables when it comes to real estate anyway.
Yes, Tom, that's right. There are a lot of variables. That's been the theme sort of through all of our learning together, but I'd be happy to talk to anybody else further. If they'd like to reach out to us, they can find us on the web at sovtrealtygroup.com.
All right. And you can also find us or find the Property Pulse on our website at wtsaradio.com and click on the Property Pulse, and it's right there for you. You can hear past episodes and everything, right?
Yes, that's right.
All right. Well, thank you so much,
Thanks,
Jackie.
Tom.
Yeah, for coming in. I appreciate you, and we'll see you in 2 weeks. All right.
Great. Have a good day.
You too. Now, bye-bye.